part of an open house that will take place this weekend, ASU's Continuing Education and Community Outreach Program presents a mini exhibit of Fabergé eggs. Since 1999, Ozark artist Roy Morris has been designing these special eggs that are similar to the kinds of eggs that Carl Fabergé made famous in Russia. Morris tells more.
Carl Fabergé was a Russian gold and silversmith that made beautifully decorated eggs for the czars of Russia, Tsar Alexander III, and after he'd passed on, Nicholas II. And it was their wives, basically, that wanted something special. And Carl Fabergé came up with the idea of making these eggs. And each egg had surprises in them. But he used gold, silver, platinum, and all the rubies and the jewels and the diamonds for decorating them. And, of course, during the Romanov regime in Russia, the rich were the rich, and they got everything they wanted. And Alexander III, Tsarina Marie, she saw the work of Carl Fabergé and more or less demanded that she get something from him that was most unusual. And Carl Fabergé came up with this ideal of the Easter eggs, of which eventually, I think it was 54 of them were made. But only 12 are really well known now. And of course, today they're worth millions and millions of dollars. But he decorated them and always put a surprise inside. And from that exposure, people began to realize that, yes, you can use an egg as a canvas.
And Morris tells about some of the eggs that he has made.
Well, I have a rhea egg. That's spelled R-H-E-A. It belongs to the ostrich family, and it's quite a large egg. I've turned that, and I have a lighthouse inside of it. And it's on an island with rough seas around it. And I've painted a stormy sky on the inside of the egg. And I even managed to get the lighthouse to light up. And that is inside the egg. There's another one which I use, an ostrich egg, which is pure and simply a basket. But I also use pullet eggs decorated in gold findings or just simple paintings or even decoupage. And there's about four different decorated eggs, smaller eggs, inside the basket. There is what I call Granny's Bonnet. And that is another emu egg, which opens up. And inside there's a stand, which has Granny's bonnet on it. And there's a hat box inside. And there's her fans that she uses. There's a lot of detail work on that one because I've used pearls that are much smaller than sea pearls to decorate.
And he'll be bringing a lot of those eggs with him on Saturday as he'll be a part of the open house at ASU's Continuing Education and Community Outreach Program, as he'll be there from 10 until 2 at the former Ellis House, which is the current location on East Nettleton in Jonesboro. He tells how he's able to work on the eggs.
And, of course, the first thing you've got to do is to empty it. You have to clean the yolk. You have to sanitize it. And which you do with a slight Clorox, watered down, clean that out. You have to remove the membrane inside, otherwise nothing's going to stick to it on the inside. And there is something which we call J-coat, which we can put on the outside of the egg, which does strengthen it a little bit, but not all that much. You've still got to be rather careful. And how I cut my eggs is that I have a compressor that gives me 40,000 RPMs, and the other end of it is very similar to a dentist drill. And in fact, I use dentist bits sometimes to actually cut certain shapes in the eggs themselves.
For KASU News, I'm Jonathan Reeves reporting.